Previously on Algoa FM.
The name Skia Zawadi, it's about that time.
Algoa FM. Your music.
Your world.
All right, Algoa Country, I did say it's time for Mythbusters. And so this week, we want to tackle the stigma surrounding elderly care, old age homes, as well as just your health as you age, right? So on the show tonight, I'm speaking to the one and only Leah Boretti from Lilo Healthcare. Leah, how are you doing today?
Hi, Kia. Thank you so much for having me on Mythbusters.
Of course. Listen, the weather's a little bit tricky, hey? I don't know what's going on.
It's freezing outside, and we had a little teaser of summer last week.
I know.
It was just a teaser.
No, it was short-lived. We'll see how it goes next week at this point. We'll just wrap this week up.
Take it one day at a time.
No, one day at a time for sure. Now, Leah, today we want to talk a little bit about the stigma around elderly care and old age homes. And so you work at Lilo Healthcare, which specializes in elderly care. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Super. So I'm the founder of Lilo Healthcare. Lilo Healthcare is a medical practice based in Royalston Coastal Wildlife Estate. And our focus, we do see people from all walks of life, all ages, but our focus is on caring for the elderly. Mm. And, you know, I think I've worked in lots of different hospitals, in rural areas, big cities, you know, all over. And you really get to see which groups of people are quite underrepresented and kind of forgotten in many ways.
Sure.
And the elderly have always stood out as being one of those groups.
Mm.
And so we decided to, you know, focus a lot of our care on looking after elderly and also helping the younger people age well. You know, so this concept of aging and sort of doing it properly,
yes,
is something that we're really passionate about. So we try and we want to thrive as we age and help other people do that.
I love that. You know what? You're the perfect person to definitely bust some of these myths that our listeners came up with about you know, just growing up and what that does to your health and how just to, I guess, take care of our health as we get older. And so the first myth is that old age homes, you know, they tend to seem quite depressing and they seem like a lonely place. Do you think that this one is true?
Kia, this is a tricky one. Mm. I don't think there's a straightforward yes or no answer to this one.
Yeah.
And I say that simply because not all old age homes or retirement facilities are the same.
Yeah.
You obviously have some in poorer communities and some in wealthier communities. So I don't think there's a one fits all answer. But
yeah,
I know that for myself, on a very personal level, used to see old age homes as being really depressing. You know, when I was a child and I had to go and visit, you know, my great aunt or something in an old age home, I dreaded it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've had a very different personal experience with going into old age homes. And it can be something very special and very, very touching. Going into an old age home, firstly, the old folk tend to have so many wonderful stories.
Yes,
you know.
Right.
They've obviously got years and years of life that they've lived and so much to share with you. And they're very happy to share it.
Yes.
And they've often got the best sense of humors, you know, always cracking a joke or... And I think what's very raw and real for me is that you get to sit in their environment with them. You know, as a doctor, when a patient comes into your practice, you don't see the environment that they come from.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're seeing them out of that environment. And
yeah.
When I go and do an old age home visit, you see people with all the photographs of their children on the walls and their grandchildren, and they're so proud to show you that.
Sure.
So, you know, there's also something, a very special phenomenon, and that's the carers that work in these old age homes. They really humble you because they are incredible.
Wow.
They care for these old people unconditionally. It's really incredible to see. So that's a very special thing to witness.
Yeah.
And you really see an environment where people are away from families. And I think on the outside, that can look depressing. You know,
yes.
They're each in their own rooms. But there's a very special side to it too, where they found friendship in people who are going through similar, you know, challenges in their lives, similar phase of their lives.
Yeah.
And then the special part with the carers looking after them. You know, and You know, I think it's been a very special journey for me to be able to, I feel quite humbled and honored to be able to experience parts of that. Mm. And the other thing, I've been very inspired by some of these old folk. You know, I have a patient who's 92 and he still swims in championships. You know, he competes, swims competitively.
Wow.
Which, I mean, I could never do at my, no. at my age. And you just realize that there is an age bias, you know.
Yeah.
There's definitely a perception that old people are depressing and boring and
100%,
lonely.
100%, yeah.
And I think it's the way we look at it. You know, if you approach going into an old age home with that sort of preconceived mindset,
yeah,
I suppose you'll feel that way. But when you look at it in a different way and see how much older folk have to offer, it's actually quite special.
Wow.
Yeah, so I would say it is a myth. Mm. I know, I'm sure other people have different experiences, but I think it's a myth.
No, I think you've definitely given me a fresh perspective as well. Because my mom, you know, as she's getting older, she's just like, one thing you will never do is take me to an old age home. Just because of how it looks like from the outside, yeah. You know. So you've definitely given us just like a different way of looking at it, you know. And the second myth that we have is that as you become elderly, you inevitably develop dementia, Alzheimer's. And I mean, I've seen even, you know, my personal experience in my family as well, I've seen Alzheimer's. Is this true that it's inevitable?
So, I mean, the very short and quick answer is no. Mm. But I mean, Kia, let me ask you this. Do you ever worry about getting dementia? You know, is it something you've ever thought about?
Honestly, no.
So, I mean, it's interesting because I think a lot of people are really terrified about, especially if they've had someone in their family who's developed dementia.
Right.
I think it's something that a lot of people worry about. And I think you probably, you know, it probably happens as you age that you think, what if I turn out like my granny or like my mother?
Yeah.
And I think that is quite scary. But only 15% of South Africans will go on to develop dementia. And wow. So although that's not a very big number, obviously for those people it is, you know, a devastating outcome.
Yeah.
And it's something that we need to think about from much younger in our lives. We know that everybody is living for longer. You know, with improved healthcare and access to health, people are living to well over 100 now.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, long ago it was unheard of that people sort of lived, or that lots of people live to over 100.
Yes.
And these days it's happening all the time. And people are healthier for longer. So the fact that the population is aging and getting older is also a big part of what Lilo Healthcare looks at. So we've got to be prepared for the fact that people are going to live for longer. And how do we improve that aging process?
Yes.
And there is a lot you can actually do to prevent the onset of dementia. But it has to actually start at quite a young age. You know, being aware of all sorts of aspects of health.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of risk factors for dementia that we don't always think about. You know, and there's many of them. There's obesity, diabetes, smoking.
Sure.
High blood pressure. I'm not going to go into the sort of details of that. But we recognize that and, you know, want to try and address that from a much younger age. So that we can make that 15% less, you know.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a myth. Not everybody develops dementia, but it's not nice for the people that do.
Exactly.
So we have to try and help that, you know, improve that and help it become less.
I had no idea that it was just 15% because there's definitely a perception that, like, it's
everyone's.
Yeah, literally, it's at least like 80% or something like that, you know. And our last myth, I wish we had so much more time. Our last myth is that elderly care is only about physical health, right? Because when you're aging physically. So you just got to take care of yourself physically and then you age better. Is this one true?
Definitely not. So I think this is probably the, you know, the most untrue out of the myths. I hear why people may think that. You think of someone getting old and frail and just sort of, you know, breaking bones or whatever it may be.
Exactly.
But, you know, this is where I like to talk about loss. And you know, it can sound quite negative. But often, you know, when you don't talk about something, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, aging is associated with so much loss. And yes. And when I say that, it's loss of many things. It's loss of loved ones. You know, as people live for longer, their friends and you know, partners die.
Yeah.
It's loss of independence. You know, suddenly they, from driving yourself around and managing a family, you are, all of that gets taken away. Your financial independence.
Right.
Your independence of health. You know, we take for granted our health sometimes, but when your health isn't what you'd like it to be, you lose your ability to look after yourself and, you know, do simple things. Sometimes it's you can't, so you might have a physical problem that stops you from feeding yourself.
Yeah.
But that causes a huge emotional burden. And I think it's really important to recognize that because you can treat someone for pain or, you know, medical conditions with tablets. But if you're not actually recognizing that they've gone through a lot and that there's a huge emotional component, then you're not going to make them feel better.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like depression and anxiety, fear, you know, just fear of what life is going to be like. Those are all very real things for people as they get older. And they really need to be addressed and spoken about. You know, the old person's thinking about them already.
Exactly.
You know, so if you mention them, they've already thought about it all the time. Things like about how they're going to die, you know, and sometimes those are difficult conversations, but there's a very big emotional part to it. And I think in some regards, more so than, you know, the physical side. And it's not always easy to have those conversations or address the emotional and mental side of it.
No.
And I think that's where a team approach becomes really important.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one thing at Lila Healthcare, we really believe in everybody, you know, helping and having psychologists and different people involved in care for whatever the needs might be. But yeah, old people are awesome.
Exactly.
And we should, you know, I think as the younger generation, we should really be looking out for them. And and when we get there one day, hopefully there'll be, you know, better healthcare and 100%. Just better awareness for older people.
No, I think that awareness really starts right here. You were saying as well that these are difficult conversations that we don't always have, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that especially after speaking to you today, I feel a lot better about getting older, and I feel much better as well just about, you know, taking care of our loved ones as well that are also getting a little bit older.
Absolutely. It's very special. Thank you, Kia. I really appreciate being here today.
Algoa Country, there you have it. It is Leah Boretti, all the way from Lilo Healthcare. Thank you so much, Leah. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Kia.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.